Happiness is the highest form of health. The Dalai Lama.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. The Essential Oil Revolution is the place to go to learn about all things essential oil and health. Today, however, we are going to take a slight departure to focus on a topic that I'm really passionate about, and that is non-toxic sunscreen. Consumer awareness in general is super important, I think, especially in the sunscreen industry. Now, the interviewee that I have on the show today is an expert when it comes to natural sunscreen alternatives. He didn't know a lot about essential oils, though, so I wanted to dig up some essential oil information I could share with you all in regards to sun health. And here's what I found. There's a great article from a website called livingprettynaturally.com. I'll put a link to that in the show notes if anyone wants to read the entire article. But some information I pulled from there that I thought was really interesting was that red raspberry oil is a pretty close equivalent to the protection you would receive from titanium dioxide found in most mineral sunscreens. It's got an SPF range of about 28 to 50, depending on the oil's quality. The essential fatty acids and host of antioxidants in this oil are also great for other skin healing purposes, including eczema and psoriasis. Red raspberry seed oil protects against UVA and UVB rays. Also, another oil to note about, and this is a true essential oil, I think red raspberry seed oil isn't technically an essential oil, but carrot seed essential oil is said to contain a high SPF factor when diluted with a carrier oil. It can have an SPF of 38 to 40. However, aside from red raspberry seed oil, most plant oils protect only against UVB rays and not also UVA rays. While we're on the subject of essential oils and the sun, always be aware that citrus oils such as lime, bergamot, grapefruit, orange, and even cumin essential oil have photosynthetic properties. So please don't put those essential oils on your skin that are going into direct sunlight for at least 24 to 48 hours. Now, with that said, our recipe today that we're pulling from the DIY dugout comes from Brooke Brown in Boone, North Carolina. She's on Instagram at Brookie Mama Brown, and her recipe is called the After Sun Spray. To make the After Sun Spray, in a glass spray bottle, combine 4 ounces of rose water, 2 to 15 drops of lavender essential oil, and 1 to 2 drops of peppermint essential oil. Shake well before each use and spray on skin that's been out in the sun for a bit too long.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life And it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Thanks so much for your recipe, Brooke. You can submit your own recipe to the DIY Dugout by emailing us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. Now onto the show. Well, I'm here with Dan Matthews, who is a professor of physics, chemistry, biology, and English. He spent 6 years as head of research in applied polymer chemistry at a chemical engineering firm. He is a best-selling author and is passionate about healthy living free of toxic anything. Dan has been developing essential oil blends and an organic sunscreen lotion to help eliminate petrochemical toxins being applied on people's bodies and inadvertently into the environment. Very important. Welcome, Dan. It's so great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Samantha. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm so interested whenever I get to talk to someone with your kind of background, biology, chemical engineering. You probably have a very solid frame of reference for how chemicals really affect the human body. So let's focus the discussion on sunscreens. Tell us what is going on with the drugstore sunscreen options these days. What are the biological effects of what they're putting in these lotions?
Well, I think for the first part of the question, what's going on with the sunscreens? Generally, the sunscreen industry is in a state of rapid change because the FDA has changed some of the ratings of the chemicals that are allowed in sunscreen. There's a list called the generally recognized as safe and effective list, and 14 of the sunscreen additives which have been put in over the years have now been removed from that list. So the sunscreen companies are scrambling to come up with some other formulations that they can market as safe products.
And when did that change happen from the FDA?
The change was actually announced in April of this year. So that is a The sunscreen industry knew about it ahead of time, but it was generally disseminated to the public in June. There's really been a change in terms of the perception by the FDA of what safe is for sunscreens. And that's really a big difference because the FDA has been basing all of their information on research that's been done by the sunscreen industry.
No conflict of interest there, I'm sure.
Yeah. And so all of the chemicals, you know, there's no research to show, no studies have been done to show this or that. That's because the studies haven't been funded. And there's a little bit of a complication too, because what we talk about, especially in essential oils or in healthy eating products, we talk about organic, and we mean organic to be things that don't have toxins, petrochemicals, artificial fertilizers, all those kinds of things all fit into the organic food or organic products. But in terms of the chemistry, organic simply means any molecule that contains carbon. And so gasoline is a perfect example of an organic compound.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the sunscreen industry has used that definition, which is a correct chemical definition, but it's absolutely misleading in terms of what the product, how safe the product is.
Right, and how consumers perceive that word, organic.
And so they can say 100% organic sunscreen, and literally it contained gasoline.
Right, because it's different than, say, and there's lots of issues as well in the food industry when something is labeled with 100% organic as a food product, might still not be 100% safe for you. And that's a totally different, you know, discussion, but that definitely means something different than what you're talking about now, right?
Yeah, that's really true. But it's also true that there are what they call organic food additives, especially things like antifungal and antibacterial things that are added to, quote, fresh fruits and vegetables, which are not safe. They're toxic compounds.
Yeah, it's kind of astounding. So this shift that has happened is, from what I'm picking up, making the sunscreen lotions that are out there even more unsafe than they used to be, which I'm sure they never were that safe to begin with, is my assumption from the research you've done.
Yeah, the sunscreen's gone through a lot of changes in the last 60 years because the original tanning lotions, tanning oils that they had, the copper tone and so forth, were basically cooking oil. And those products actually made you tan more quickly because your skin was moisturized because of the oils, but it wasn't protected from UV radiation. And since it's been known that, one, skin cancer is the number one form of cancer in the United States, and two, there are ways that you can prevent ultraviolet radiation from causing that damage, that sun damage to your skin. Things have gone through a lot of changes since the 1950s. But the sort of catch-22 is that the sunscreens were brought on the market to prevent skin cancer. But it turns out the chemicals that are added in addition to the, quote, organic oils or natural oils, we've actually seen in the last 60 years, the rate of skin cancer has gone up 4 times. Which is about the same, follows the same curve as the increase in the use of sunscreen. So it's almost a no-brainer to say, well, sunscreen probably is one of the contributing factors to increase in skin cancer.
Okay. Well, I'm sure a lot of people are scratching their heads going, what? How can that possibly be? So let's go into the chemistry of that.
There are about 20 chemicals that are all petrochemical derivatives. They're all taken from petroleum. They're combined with other things, like there's a substance called oxybenzone, which is made from sulfuric acid, which is battery acid, bubbled through methanol, which is liquefied natural gas. And it produces a crystal that has a strange property that when it's absorbed into the skin, it actually absorbs UV radiation. Great, it's safe, right? Well, it's really not, because the oxybenzone, when it absorbs the UV radiation, breaks down, chemically breaks down, and produces what are called free radicals. And free radicals cause damage to cells, to skin cells.
So in other words, people are putting this sunscreen lotion on their skins, and yes, it is helping them not get sunburned. And a lot of people associate that sunburn with that increased risk of cancer. But really, the effects of that process of the sun interacting with that chemical is causing this increase of free radicals in the body, which we know can lead to cancer.
Right. Well, and there are other issues that come up with most of the sunscreen additives, and that is that the molecule itself looks to a skin cell or to a body cell, looks a whole lot like an estrogen molecule. And there are on cells, there are things called receptor sites, and that oxybenzone or whatever it happens to be in sunscreen attaches to that estrogen site, and the skin cell thinks estrogen has attached. And so it starts reacting as if it has an overflow of estrogen and starts doing things like changing the hormone balance in your body. And that kind of substance is called an endocrine disruptor.
Mm-hmm.
And that is another way that mutations can occur, reproductive system dysfunction can occur, whether it has to do with breast cancer or lower sperm count in men or boys. It can cause all kinds of issues. And it's not the breakdown of the chemical, but it's the chemical itself interacting with body cells.
Have there been any research or studies done specifically on sunscreen in relation to increase in, let's say, breast cancer?
That's one of the things that, since it's funded by the research is funded by the sunscreen industry, the result is no significant studies have shown that relationship.
Not surprising.
Yeah. So there are some politics involved too.
Absolutely. Well, I want to move on to solutions, except I first want to focus on, we've talked about the effects of these common sunscreen chemicals and the ingredients that these kind of drugstore type sunscreens are made out of and their negative effects on our bodies. What about the negative effects on our environment?
That's another whole issue, because Hawaii, everybody has heard about reef safe sunscreen.
Right.
There was a movement that was actually funded by Surf Rider Foundation in Hawaii into sunscreen use in Hawaii. 6,000 tons of sunscreen is washed off people's bodies every year into the water in Hawaii.
Say that again? 6,000
tons.
Wow. Tons. Wow.
Yeah. And most of those sunscreens contain these petrochemicals. And it turns out the petrochemicals interfere with the life cycle of the coral reef organisms and cause bleaching of the coral reefs and actually the death of coral reefs in some cases. And so there was a movement which was successful to ban particular products, particular additives like oxybenzone or octinoxate from sunscreen. And the ban means that they can't sell those sunscreens in Hawaii. That doesn't mean tourists can't bring them in from California. So the sunscreens are still there, and the ban doesn't take effect until January of 2020. So we still have another few months that is not in effect.
Right.
So there's an overflow of the toxins into the coral reef system. And it's also, most of these substances like octinoxate, oxybenzone, are what they call persistent in the body. And they've done studies with thousands of people as young as 6 years old. And over 96% of all people have these chemicals in their body, in their system. And 96% of people throughout the U.S. have these petrochemicals that are from, not just from sunscreen. The same chemicals are used in things like hairspray and fingernail polish remover and wood finishes and all kinds of products, in addition to things that are in the food that we eat. So everybody is contaminated.
And it all flows back to the ocean, right? Even if you're not swimming in the ocean, all water eventually flows back to the ocean. Well, Dan, we've talked a lot about the problems that are out there with sunscreen and the sunscreen industry. I want to start talking about solutions. Let's focus on that after a quick break to thank our sponsors. Support today comes from Essential Oil Insiders. This is our own exclusive membership program that gives podcast listeners an opportunity to learn, grow, and interact with each other and me on a whole new level. Essential Oil Insiders is an exclusive membership group made for essential oil lovers and newbies alike. Members will have direct access to me as well as the rest of the community in our exclusive Facebook group, as well as access to private webinars, Q&As, and exclusive emails. Find out more details in the show notes below or go to revolutionoilspodcast.com/insiders. That's revolutionoilspodcast.com/insiders. And we're back with Dan Matthews. We're talking about sunscreen, actually fascinating topic. I feel like I could talk to you for hours about this, Dan. So we've talked about some of the health issues. We've talked about the environmental impacts of this. Let's talk about solutions. What should people be looking for in a sunscreen, or how do they protect themselves from the sun while also not damaging their bodies and the environment?
Well, the first thing I would say is read the labels. If there are words that, one, you can't pronounce, but two, if there are words that contain words like benzone or benzene or octane or hexane, any of those things are all petrochemicals, and they're probably not safe. And it's interesting that most of them, one of the safety, if you look at the safety data sheets, one of the biggest health risks is skin corrosion, almost all of them. So read the labels and don't put something on your skin if it contains these kinds of petrochemical words. If you wouldn't eat it, don't put it on your skin, because your skin is made, it's the largest organ in your body. It's made to protect your body, but it also absorbs things into your bloodstream. And sunscreens are made, the additives, one of the reasons that they put them in is to increase the absorption. And so those chemicals are made to absorb into your system, and they carry other things along with them. Read the labels. Don't put it on your skin if you wouldn't eat it. Don't trust any advertising that says organic, because they may be using the term that organic is a carbon compound. And then stay away from things that are cheap. Because one of the reasons that the chemicals are put into sunscreen is that they're inexpensive.
Right.
They lower the cost of the sunscreen, so they increase profits. Don't go for the cheap corporate sunscreens. Don't trust the word organic. And if it's more than SPF 30, that's the sun protection factor, if it's higher than SPF 30, it probably contains some kind of petrochemicals, unless it's really visibly white in color. Because the inorganics, the pure mineral protection like zinc oxide or titanium dioxide will produce a white color.
I think that those are the two ingredients we see most commonly in the quote unquote more natural sunscreens, which as a consumer, you need to be careful of that word natural, right? That can be used to sort of trick you and fool you as well. But as far as the zinc oxide based and the titanium dioxide based more quote natural sunscreens, out there, are there any safety issues we should be aware of for either of those?
The only potential safety issue with the zinc oxide is what's called a nanoparticle, and those are extremely small particles that can be absorbed through your pores. But zinc, remember, is an essential body nutrient, and zinc oxide has been used in healing ointments for diaper rash and things like that for almost 100 years, and has been shown, study after study, zinc oxide has been shown to be safe. Titanium dioxide has some potential issues called photoreactivity, where it can break down in sunlight, but zinc oxide is absolutely safe. Like I said, if it's higher than SPF 30 and it only contains zinc oxide, expect your sunscreen to be white. And people go, I don't want to look white. Well, if you're looking white, you're protected, because the sunlight is being reflected from the surface of your skin. It's not being absorbed.
And then as far as some solutions that maybe don't involve sunscreen, what are some other ways we can keep ourselves safe from the sun? And also on that same note, how do we not be afraid of the sun? Because we know that the sun has so many healing properties as well. Where do you find that balance of too much sun, or are there ways to enjoy those benefits, such as a solar callus? I'm not sure if you're familiar with that term, or, you know, staying in the shade, wearing clothes. What are your tips there?
You know, the best is to stay in the shade, and especially in the middle of the day, typically the hours between 10 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. But you can get sunburned at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, too. The other is use your common sense. If you haven't been out in the sun for a while, get some kind of a base tan and take it easy. You shouldn't be out for more than about a half an hour in the sun when it's the first part of summer and you haven't seen, your body hasn't seen sunlight for months. Take it easy and let your skin start to adjust to the sun, produce the melanin that it needs to help protect itself, and seek shade. Don't go snorkeling in the tropics for 8 hours and expect to not get sunburned, regardless of what you put on, because you will. You know, it's a common sense thing. A little sunlight or average amount of sunlight is good because it produces vitamin D and stimulates melanin production and that kind of thing. But too much sun does cause damage, and you can avoid that by long sleeve white shirt, a wide brimmed hat, sitting under an umbrella, or just relaxing in the shade for a while.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, we know that you're developing a sunscreen lotion of your own. Is that in production now? Can people buy that?
It is in production. It's called Organiblock, Organiblock, and it is in production now. It's on for sale on Amazon. We have a website that it sells on also, but it's not the only organic, healthy sunscreen out there. Young Living has a product that is the Young Living SPF 50, which does not contain any petrochemicals. I've looked at the ingredient list. It looks like a great product. I haven't used it myself. There's a product called Badger that's one of the oldest organic sunscreens out there. They have a sunscreen that only contains 5 ingredients, and they're all healthy. There are sunscreens available, and those would be my top 3 picks. The Organiblock, Young Living SPF 50, and any of the Badger products.
All right. Thank you for that list. I think that's put a lot of listeners at ease, I'm sure, to know sort of what's been vetted already. Thank you, Dan. I can tell you're really passionate about this topic. I think that it's such an important one as well. So I'm really glad we got to talk with you today about that. Before you go, we always love to ask our guests these closing questions. And the first is just give us a glimpse into one or two self-care practices you might try to do every day to help yourself stay healthy.
For me, it's more of a spiritual health, because that spills over into your everyday life.
Absolutely.
And so if I were to put the two most important things in my life is to focus on gratitude every morning. What are some things that you're grateful for? And to focus on those things during the day. And then meditation, which is just getting things out of your mind that are toxic, like stress, effects of the media and so forth, and to focus on the kind of person that you want to be.
I love that. Finally, Dan, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Well, again, you know, I could say don't eat a bag of sugar, which is true. But for me, I would say to disconnect completely from all your sources of stress.
Yeah.
If I were to say one thing, that would kind of wrap it up, because that includes what you're eating, sitting in the fast food lane, road rage, the crazy state of politics, any of those things.
That sort of self-reflection takes some time if you haven't thought about this, right? If you haven't been conscious about what are the stressors in my life, what is causing me that extra stress, take just 5 minutes right now to pull out some paper and a pencil and actually write down, think about the things in your life that are causing you stress and make a list. You know, don't worry about how you're going to ditch that right now. Don't worry about how you're going to solve that right now, but just make that list. Then take some time to one by one go down and see, how can I minimize this in my life? And I agree, Dan, that can make huge improvements in people's health, mental and physical.
It's the one source of most of the health issues in the United States, at least.
Yeah.
The source of all the health problems is stress.
Well, Dan, how can people learn more about your work and connect with you?
2 things. I do have a website. It's called danrmatthews.com. And I'm going to give you a personal email if you had specific questions, and that is danrmatthews99@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much again, Dan, for coming and sharing your wisdom with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Thank you, Samantha. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in. As always, you can find show notes for today's episode below where you're listening to your podcast or on our website at revolutionoilspodcast.com. While you're there, check out our newly launched exclusive membership site, Essential Oil Insiders. You can find that at revolutionoilspodcast.com/insiders, or it's right there on the homepage. Easy to find. We'll catch you here next week. Round up all your massage therapist friends or fans of getting massages. We are talking about essential oils for massage. Tons of great tips coming your way next week. Make sure you're subscribed so you can get those new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.